Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into the 28th version or part of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is tape or CD number 130. And Michelle, tell them four ways how they can receive a Bible free of charge, my literature free of charge, one of these tapes free of charge. Again, this is tape or CD number 130. Tell them how.
They can visit our website, alamoministries.com, or they can write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or they can call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Well, the media and the one world government, the WWG, and the Vatican, which is the in charge or is the Satan's church here on earth, with which is the one that started the United Nations, and also the One World News Media, has been putting people on so many trips, it's unbelievable. And I just saw another one the other day. They put you people on the trip of communism. I knew there was no such thing. Communism was always coming from the Vatican. It's a smokescreen. In other words, robbers will start. I used to read the comic books when I was just in my preteens. And I would read in there where some bunch of gangsters would start a fire on one side of town because they were going to rob something on the other side of town. And all the police and the fire engines and everything will go to one side of the town while they were busy gutting out some building or taking all the things out of there, and then Batman would come and rescue them. But even then, when I was a kid, I realized that these are all smoke screens. The Vatican had you worried about communism, and it was them all the time. It was just communism was a fire on the other side of town. Nazism is a real deal, but it was paid for by the Vatican. I mean, all people would have had to do was arrest all the people in the Vatican, and that would automatically end all this trouble because there wouldn't be any more dictator dictating to these half-wit presidential puppets and kings as to what they're supposed to do. Then they had you on the trip of socialism and just all these different isms, the Bilderbergers, the Ginsbergs, the Rockefellers, they were all the ones that were the trouble. And then the protocols of the Elders of Zion, in other words, they said that it was the Jews that was going to try to rule the world because they are just really evil people, and they draw cartoons of them with huge noses and weasel-looking eyes and all this stuff. But they didn't take pictures of these little pink, mousy flesh-looking half-man pope. I'd like to do a caricature on them. I'm well known for artwork. I did made lots of money doing jackets for the superstars and for kings and princes and queens and so on and so forth. And whatever you do, if you've got a book called The Red Fox, The Red Fog Over America, throw it away. Oh, the commies, the John Birch Society that said it was the commies and everything else. Then I watched this talk show the other day, and they said they had this woman on, and oh, she was acting so bright. And they were complaining about President Bush bombing this country that didn't even do anything wrong. And so the woman said, yeah, but I'd rather have a president like Clinton who loved rather than, she calls oral sex love, rather than bomb. Well, I just liked it, and everybody applauded. because I guess they believe that oral sex and sex out of wedlock is cool. That's how brainwashed that bunch of dummies were in that audience. And then they were even more dummies because Clinton boasts of bombing over 50 countries and killing, murdering millions of people. And that's love. She thought that was love just because he had these young girls having oral sex with him. That's love, L-U-V, right? The Bible says love is the keeping of God's commandments. And then let's also look at what former President Clinton stated about the Waco massacre. He said he took full blame for that. He said, I did that, and he murdered all those little kids, so he's supposed to be love, huh? All you idiots that applauded him in there, you know, I just want to let you know that I know that you're idiots. Bush has not, he's a murderer, but Clinton boasts to be 50 times more of a murderer than him. Clinton is not a lover, and neither is Bush, or any of the presidents that I can see. That's just a little intro for this program, number 130, if you'd like to have a copy of it so you could get a grand jury indictment against me for telling the truth about what's going on in the world. And the reason that I do that is because the Lord says for us to expose Satan. And why does he say to expose Satan? Because how could we resist Satan if we didn't know where he was and what he was doing? The media has got you so brainwashed, so actually brain damaged, that you actually think that Clinton is a lover. And you voted in Bush two different times, and even though the entire country knew that he was a booze hound and a person that was gone AWOL and all the other things that they know about him. It's just too extensive to say. My main point is to get the gospel across to the nation, and part of the gospel is to expose Satan and his followers. And so I just thought that I always have to say that the Vatican is the seat of Satan because the Bible says that. And I also have to tell you some of the people that are being used by Satan, and that's Bush, former President Clinton, most of the people in the administration, and the Vatican wants to break the back of the United States of America. We have a very good message today. Not about that. We got a message about the Lord Jesus Christ and how to have God's life living in you. All right? So that when God's life is living in you, there's hundreds of millions and billions of distractions in this world. And the Lord is definitely attempting to break the shell, the outshell of every person on the face of this earth, because the Lord Jesus Christ, with his Father by the Spirit, cannot enter into a human body unless that person is broken. And that's why there's all these, the Satan has got all these guys that write these self-help books such as Think, The Power of Positive Thinking, and That You Are the Greatest, and all this sort of thing. But the Lord wants you to know that he's the greatest, and in order for him to be able to enter into you, he wants to break you. And now you take a picture of an egg. That egg cannot be used unless it gets cracked. Amen? Amen. You have to break the shell on that. And that's the same way it is with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They cannot use you. They cannot get into you to use you as a vessel of God unless you're broken. And that's why many of you have sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, or one of your loved ones has that. And then you go running to doctors as your Savior because you don't have the Lord. Now, the Lord will heal you. He's already healed you, and he's already healed your children and your loved ones. But you have to be broken before God can enter into you so that you can lay hands on these people that you love so much. Not the kind of love that President Clinton shared with his oral sex partners out of wedlock, but I mean the kind of love that God calls love. God says that you can hate, he says, because hate, he says, but sin not. And the reason he says that is because hate and sin are closely related, but there is a hatred that is not related to sin at all. Otherwise, he wouldn't say, you know, it's all right to hate, but don't sin. Amen?
Amen.
So it's there's a hate that is not sin, but is closely related to sin. Does God say, love but don't sin?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the room said no. But he does say that. He says, love not the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, right? So that loving, in some ways, is sin. Amen?
Yeah.
Does he say, have patience but not sin? Well, they're all clamming left right now in this room. you have to be patient, but not at all patient when it comes to reproving and rebuking Satan or to moving in the Spirit. But most people don't have the Spirit of God in them, and it's because of the fact that they remain unbroken. It is our brokenness. The Lord loves those that have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Amen?
Amen.
But your spirit is not broken because you are maintaining your own self. And the Lord says that the self-life is the life that he does not care about whatsoever. And he showed us that he was selfless. Here is God, the Word of God, which is God, came into the world as a man, and he was selfless. He gave himself for us. And who are you giving yourself for? Even if you have relatives or loved ones or even yourself that needs healing, or even if you have lost loved ones in one of these plagues that God has sent down here on earth, did that break you? It made you angry. You're like shaking your fist at the government and shaking your fist at God because this happened. And it's happening because God so many times in your life has tried to break you, but you resisted being broken. You relied primarily on these that you're equal and no one is greater than you. Doesn't make any difference if you're poverty stricken or if there's limbs missing from you or whatever. You just think you're equal with everyone else because Abraham Lincoln said that. But the Lord doesn't say that people are equal. He says that those that are loved, that love much, that love God with all their heart and soul, are highly favored above those that love Satan. Amen?
Amen.
He calls one group sheep and one group goats. One people, the ones that don't love the Lord, he calls chaff. Amen?
Amen.
And chaff is not equal with me, okay? Or it's not equal with you either if you're serving the Lord. But if you're not serving the Lord, you're chaff, according to the scriptures. And so there's a difference. There's levels of favor in God's eyes, and there's levels in favor in Satan's eyes. Judas Iscariot, the Lord said of him, it's better that man would never have been born, because he's going to suffer the tortures of hell and the lake of fire for eternity. And all those that come against the body of Christ are going to, and the body of Christ are the people such as myself that are putting the gospel out. Now, a lot of people say, I'm a cult and this and that, all these different things that they say, and that I abuse people. They're crazy. I have people that I know that are still with me for 50 years, people that I knew before I was saved, and they still know that I'm not any of the things that these devils are calling us. H.B. Barnum, I knew him years before I was saved and years before he was saved, and he'll tell you that I'm none of the things that they're saying. Charlie Tartella, Herb Calhoun, the Ray Wilson, all these people from the health studio days when I was just 21 years old. and Ray Wilson. They'll all, I know them all still today, and they say, no, I'm the same person, only I'm in the very zealous to serve the Lord. And you, all these people's names I just gave you, you can check with them. And people throughout the entire industry, they know that I wasn't interested in anything but money back then. And now I'm in the gospel field, and I own a Beatles album. And if I was interested in money, I could sell that Beatles album. I was just told the other day that I could make hundreds of millions of dollars off of it by a man that just created a new sound and wants me to promote that sound. He wants to put that sound on the Beatles album, my Beatles album, that Pete Best gave to him. Now, Pete Best knows me before I was saved. He's still alive. Ask him if he thinks I'm a cult. Or also P.J. Proby and people like that, people in the industry. They know very good and well I'm the same guy, only I'm a new creature because I'm... back then I didn't think at all about Jesus, but now I'm speaking about Jesus. The only ones that say that kind of stuff is the Vatican and their government agents and the media that don't know me at all. They've never been to my church. The only place that former President Clinton was at one of my at my restaurant where he wanted to come in and meet Dolly Parton one night. And so we sat down and had pie and coffee with each other. And even he made a statement about me in his new book. And he doesn't know me. I mean, let me tell you about President Clinton. President Clinton, when he thought that I was going to have all my followers vote for him, he was the greatest guy to me in the whole wide world. He didn't think I was... Some weirdo or anything like that. He gave me the mayor of the city of Dyer said, Tony, Governor Clinton likes you. He says, if you'll write him a letter, he'll give us a fire station here in Dyer. I said, well, I just read that they don't have any funds to give out to anybody. He said, well, he'll give it to you for sure. And so I said, all right. So I wrote the letter to him. The mayor was part of my congregation in there. And so I sent the letter, and within 3 days the answer came back. And he said, we'll buy you a fire station and a truck. And then he thought I was going to open the theme park, so he said he'd give me 3 off-ramps on I-40 right onto our property over there. And that's what he wanted to do, because he didn't even hardly know me. He just knew that I had a lot of people to vote for him. I know him, though. Now, they state that, I mean, his people that used to be with Clinton stated that he brought drugs into the country and that he killed a couple of teenage boys that were stuck on a railroad track that spotted them over in Mena, Arkansas, bringing drugs into the country. And he had them shot to death. And he has shot many people to death that knew of some of the things that he was doing. I have the tapes. These are all former Governor Clinton's sidekicks. They were his lieutenants and his captains that worked under him. And they said everywhere they went that they had to recruit women for him, young girls, and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, he has no room to talk. And anybody that thinks these guys are blessed by God, you're out of your mind. God does not bless people like that unless they repent. And I'm not saying, you know, but he should be paying for the different crimes, the millions of people that he's murdered, Governor Clinton, and the people that go along with their kind of teaching, like these people that think that he's a lover just because somebody gave him oral sex. People ought to be, that's something ought to be done to you too. I'm sure God's still going to take care of you unless you change your way of thinking. But right now, we've got a tape or CD number 130. I just have to get this off my chest. When I see all these insane things happening around and about me, I just can't keep my mouth shut. even when I was in prison for the gospel's sake, they railroaded me that President Bush is dead. The other Bush had me, the IRS, go after me because I exposed the fact that he had six former Nazi war criminals advising him from the Vatican, and that he was with the Bones cult and while in university, and so many other things. That it's just like a sewer of corruption, these people, like the Kennedys and all those. It's beyond anyone's imagination. And do you think that I'm filled with hate? I'm not hate. Hate is not preaching the gospel or exposing Satan. Hatred is the things that they've done to me for preaching the gospel. Okay? Now, if you think that it's not right to expose murderers and people that blow up the World Trade Center and the federal building in Oklahoma City and that massacre over at Waco, then you people are not Americans. You're a stinking communist group from the Vatican. Communism is, you're Vaticanites, you're communists, you're socialists, you're Nazis is what you are. Okay? And you're satanic. You're part of Satan's cult. Father God, we pray that you will anoint the rest of this service. Let not anything come out of my mouth that is not from you, Father, because it's I know that my spirit is with you. There isn't any distraction that can happen in this world that can get my mind off of you, because I've been broken, Lord. And I thank you and praise you for breaking me. I'm broken, and nothing can distract me from you. The clatter of and the guns and the bullets and the stonings and the being put in prison and all these different distractions and all the thousands of voices that I've heard in prison, laughing and hilarity and all the different assassinations that are happening on earth, all these things, my mind is still on you. There's no one that can possibly keep their mind stayed upon you unless they've been broken. Because the outer man is a hard shell, and the inner man can't get out to even express himself. We have an outer man, Father, that you've given us, which is our bodies, and we have an inner man, which is our soul. And in order for us to be powerful and strong as we must be, as you command for us to be very strong and courageous, you told us, we must have that outer shell broken so that you can live within us and give us that strength that we need within, and that peace and calm, so that no matter all the distractions that are going on in the world, hundreds and billions of them, that there's nothing that can keep us from keeping our minds concentrated on you. There are literally hundreds of television stations and thousands of different radio stations and programs and programs on television stations and magazines and books and all kinds of false religions and false doctrines and all kinds of different people that are trying to bring things down to ground zero in this world. And yet, Lord, there's a peace and a calm within me because you've broken my spirit, and I was willing to let you do it, and I have the contrite heart. I am able to be angry but sin not. And I'm angry, I am able to love but not love the world, because loving the world is sin. You said, love not the world, that's a commandment. And you said for us to hate Satan. So if we love Satan like these people in the United States of America and the rest of the world do, Lord, then we are sinning. They are not to love these people that are openly committing oral sex with young girls, and these people from the Vatican that are committing homosexual acts on young choir boys. And then turning around and fabricating stories about those of us that are preaching the gospel. The people that I've known for over 50 years in this world, know very good and well that I'm not the kind of person that these people are saying, but it's obvious, it's on the news. These people are doing these things right before the eyes of people, and yet people vote for them. Yet people, because they have not been broken yet, they don't care about the real love, which is the keeping of your commandments. All they care about is sex and filth and degeneracy and perversions and pornography and murder and murderers and abortions and giving free condoms and birth control pills to little preteen kids in schools. And what right would a government like this have to judge anybody? This government, the people in this government, need to get that shell, that hard shell, their cells broken by the Almighty God, so that God's Spirit can enter into them and dwell in there and then go out of them, be dispensed out from them to show the true love of God by preaching the true gospel to everybody. The people in this world are deceived. Lord, you said the whole world is deceived. Some of you people out there would say, well, maybe that would include you then, because you're in the, yes, that we're not part of the world. The Bible says that we're in the world, but we're not a part of the world, that we're pilgrims passing through. We're not the world system. We're not part of the world system. Our kingdom is not of this world. Our kingdom is the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus said. And Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is not observed with observation, but the kingdom of God is within. And we are here. And he says, when we go to preach to people, tell them, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, because Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. Get down on your knees and repent and ask the Lord to crack that shell of yours. Otherwise, he's going to give you sickness, disease, infirmities. He's going to break you. He's going to hurt some of the people that you love the most, so in hopes that that'll break you. That isn't cruelty. That's God trying to break that shell, because unless his Spirit can enter into your hard shell, unless his Spirit, Jesus, the Spirit with the Father, by the Spirit, enters into you, there's no way that you're going to enter the kingdom of heaven, and there's no way that you're going to escape hell and the fires of hell and the lake of fire. So repent, Father. We ask that you move upon everyone. Use my voice, your voice through me. Use my tongue to say what you want to say in this service, Lord. And I'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the thanks, and everyone, in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now let's get our spirits broken, amen?
Amen.
And let's get our hearts contrite so that the Lord can live in us and through us. Okay, go ahead.
First letters from Zambia, Africa. Dear Sir, Pastor Lomo, I hope and trust that you are fine, for I know and trust that our good Lord Jesus Christ is richly blessing and protecting you.
Right, and he's living in me and through me. And that's the main thing, is to have the Lord with you and for you to be in the bride chamber with him. Because if the Lord is not with you, then your shell has not been broken. Your spirit has not been broken yet. And he's broken my spirit. I've been through... on this earth, I've been through what people say is hell and high water. Yeah, I've been through... I love Susie more than anybody in the world, and I saw her slowly deteriorating with cancer for 17 years, and then the Lord took her, and then I've been through prison and jails for preaching the gospel. And I was a pretty stubborn person, but the Lord broke my spirit. And I know a lot. I know a lot about God, and I want you to know a lot about God. God wants you to. God wants you to know him. God wants to be with you, and he wants you to be with him so that you can have the peace and calm in a world that's full of terror, terrorism, terrorists, and violence, and every other filthy, rotten thing out of the pit of hell. You're living right now. All of us are living in the hour of temptation. The Lord said if you let him break your spirit and live in you, break that hard shell, let the whole fullness of the Godhead bodily move into you, that he'll keep you in perfect peace and calm and Sabbath and rest. Amen?
Amen.
In this world, people are scared to death out there. But, you know, if you're born again of the Spirit, you have the Lord with you, and and you're with him, he lives in us and we live in him, then, let terror come. It doesn't bother us. I'm in Los Angeles right now, and people say, and it might happen, this place may become ground zero. That means leveled, because there's a lot of countries that hate this government because of the atrocities that some of the people in government have done unto them under the instructions of the Vatican. There are a lot of secret societies of the Vatican. Secret societies. That they're the Jesuits and every other kind of weasel, and they're trying to make you people in the world believe that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who was God come in the flesh, actually had a baby with Mary Magdalene. This is garbage that Leonardo da Vinci, a homosexual, tried to go. They're corrupt, these homosexuals. They're filth, the filth of the earth, and these Vaticanites are as also. The Pope himself is a homosexual and a child molester. And when I said that on the air, I'm telling you, every years ago, because people would want me to be on their radio broadcast, because when the Nielsen ratings were coming up, because they knew that when I'm on the air, I mean, everybody in town was going to be listening. I remember I was walking from the clothing store that I had in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was walking over to the radio station because I had an hour-long or two-hour-long or three-hour-long interview with them, and people could call in and I'd answer their questions, and they just didn't like the way I answered them, because it's, right from heaven, the things that I say. It sounds rough and tough, but you read the Bible and you'll see that Jesus is rough and tough too, and so are the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And God Almighty is rough and tough. He's threatening everybody in the world. You're going to see more tsunamis. You're going to see more earthquakes. He's going to bring them down on you. But anyway, when I was going, there was an office building down at the corner, and some guys were running out, and some guy yelled at him from an automobile and says, "Hey, come over here." He says, I can't. Tony Alamo's going to be in there. We want to go listen to him." And he turned around and saw me, and he got real embarrassed. He turned, and I got embarrassed too. I didn't want him to see me. But the radio station was only a couple of blocks from the store. And, I mean, they all hot to listen to me. They're hot because the words that I say, God is living in me, and I've got something to say. Do you know when you all got a big shell around you, you can't say anything. The outer shell keeps whatever you've got, the inner man, from speaking out of the outer man. The outer man is your body. And if you're not a talker, if you're not a speaker, it's because you have your inner man is not, it's like bound up in a shell. That shell has to be cracked so that God could live in you with this. Jesus with the Father by the Spirit can live in you so that he can speak out of you like he does me. You think that I'm hurting for words to say?
No.
Absolutely not, because I'm broken. Now, this is the Lord coming out of me at you. Amen?
Amen.
And you best listen to what I'm saying. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Okay, so you've got some letters here?
Yes.
And where might they be from?
The one I was just reading was from Zambia.
Oh, you were reading a letter? I forgot about that. Okay, and what does this gentleman continue to say?
He said, "I am delighted to have this wonderful moment of communicating with you. I am from Zambia, age 25, and I was born again in 2002. I was greatly touched by the message I read from the September 2003 newsletter. The message raised my Christian standard, and I shared it to my friends and relatives, and they all welcomed it. I truly want to serve the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I thank God for healing me from epilepsy, which had almost made me insane."
See, this person here, has his spirit has been broken, and the Lord's living in him. He's got something to say. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't he saying something here?
Yes.
and the Lord touched him and healed him. When the Lord goes into your body, you're healed. By my stripes, you were healed. It's already happened. It's a done deal. Amen?
Amen.
God is the... And the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and He's the real thing, the real deal. Amen?
Amen.
He's everything. Okay, keep going.
I have given my life to the Lord, and we have formed a team known as the Youth Christian Fellowship and a singing group known as the Voice of Praise, and I am the chairman. I am asking you to send me the book titled The Messiah, a Bible, and some of your literature.
Right. Why don't you send us one of your tapes, too? We'll pay for it. No problem. Okay, then what?
I have a keen interest in attending one of your services live in the United States of America. Continue doing your wonderful work, and the Lord our God will continue blessing you.
Well, it's the Lord that's doing the work in and through me, and I can assure you that He's not going to stop doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Don't worry about that, okay? Don't let the Lord... just keep letting the Lord live in you and through you as well, all right? Don't let anything cause you to fear, okay? Then what? Except just fear the Lord and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Amen?
Amen.
If you fear God, you don't have to fear anybody else or anything else. What else?
Yours in Christ, Goodwin, from Lusaka, Zambia, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Now, where's the next letter from?
From Olaita Province, Solomon Islands.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this letter will find you blessed and prospering in the power of our God. This is my first contact with your ministries. My friend gave me some of your newsletters. After reading all the contents, I felt really blessed, and also I learned a lot from your messages.
See, these messages are contagious. Amen?
Amen.
Just like the speaking out of Satan is contagious. People, look at all the people who have gone astray in this world because of the things that they're saying and doing and all these distractions on TV and everything. You do well to just turn your TV off and just concentrate on the Lord. But, you know, and a lot of people are not able to keep their mind. They say they feel that they're losing the Lord if they can't just pray all the time. Because the Bible says pray without ceasing. Well, and so the minute they start doing the job that they do every day, their mind seems to wander off the Lord. And so they think that Jesus is living in their mind. But the Lord lives in your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so, like, I can go about doing the work that I do and still have Him in my spirit. And I still am conscious of Him and feel His presence no matter where I go. Because... my mind can be on a lot of things. I can be looking at the news, but the Spirit of the Lord is still in my spirit. And I feel His presence there, and He's saying, see that? Okay, get this out. Tell the people this, and so on and so forth. And He's instructing me. I'm not caught up in the brainwash or the brain dirtiness of this scheme of the Vatican. What it is the Lord has just shown me, you know, how they're moving. And He says, now dismantle that and dismantle this. They won't let me on television. I mean, they say they're going to. But when the lady came down to see me, and we visited in Beverly Hills for a few minutes with some of my people. We were there, and... I says, how do you expect to get me on television? You know that I'm so powerful in the Lord, and these people are of the devil. They're not going to put me on. And she says, well, let's just pray that they will. I said, okay, I'll pray with you on that. And I didn't think they were going to put me on the air as well, but they did. And she said, well, we were trying to get you on. Sally in my office told me that... they were trying to get me on radio on Fort Smith. And one station there said we're going to check all the other stations and see how Tony's doing there. Every one of them said he's the most powerful preacher on the station. And they've got Bishop T.D. Jakes or whatever his name is, and then Joyce Myers and all these people. They said that he just blows them away. with his messages. He's, you know, they love him the best because he really tells it like it is. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what else here?
I really thank God for such a prophet like you, and thank God for his Holy Spirit which is in you and enables you to manifest God's kingdom to the world. I am a young leader of our youth ministry. Our aim is to reach out for lost souls through sharing and music.
Yeah, but do you think that these television stations are going to put us on there? I mean, they'd be threatened by Satan, you know, like you can't believe. Well, anyway, keep going. Their music ministry. We have a music ministry, too. We don't promote it that much, but we've got some good music. Okay, what else?
Just recently, we visited a village and shared God's word with them. During our sharing, we also shared among them those newsletters and books which my friend gave me entitled The Messiah and Mass Suicide. Our people were really blessed and asked for more of them, so we request you to send us more of your newsletters. Also, Pastor, we hope you know in the Solomon Islands, some of it find it hard financially, so we kindly ask you to send us 2 Bibles and 1 cassette player and some cassettes to help expand God's kingdom, as well as to improve our singing ministry in these end times. May God continue to bless you and your ministries. Amen. God bless your household. Thank you. Your brother in Christ, Jimmy, from Malaita Province, Solomon Islands.
All right, Jimmy, praise the Lord. Send him all that stuff. Amen.
Yes.
Then what else?
The next one's from Uganda, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Olamo, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, how are you going on with God's ministry?
Oh, it's the Lord going on in me. Amen.
Amen.
And through me. Like he's pouring himself out. Can't you tell? Listen to this tape. Amen.
Amen.
He's cutting everybody down. The Bible says that we're supposed to pull down all satanic strongholds. Amen. Bring them down to the earth and put them under subjection to the Word of God, the Spirit of God. Like they're trying to break us, but we're trying to break you. Not with carnal weapons like those people, like the Clintons and the Pope, the Clintons and the Bushes and people like that, but we break you with the Word of God. Now, you'll either listen to God. Listening to them is going to get you nowhere but hell. Listening to me, which I'm just saying what the Lord says, will get you into heaven and keep you completely out of hell and the lake of fire and torture for eternity. Then what?
We are also trying, sir. I want to thank you for the literature and newsletters you have sent to us here in Uganda. We received them when I was in prison the year of 1999. We received them through Pastor Ezekiel. The message was about certain secret agents and the dry bones. And when I discovered that certain people are secret agents, I decided to turn away from all evil works. By that time, I came closer to God by gaining knowledge, and the literature was encouraging me.
Right there is secret agents. The Vatican has literally tens of thousands of secret societies. And there's so many people, like even my wife Susie was caught up in one of them. It's called the John Birch Society. She thought that was the greatest thing to do to expose communism. But she didn't realize that communism was just a smokescreen coming out of the Vatican. And they're so secretive and so cunning, they're cunningly devised fables, that even the very elect could be deceived if possible. So you have to be careful. You and your loved ones could very well be in one of the satanic Vatican Antichrist secret societies. I mean, some of my friends that I know are godly came to me with this book called The Red Fog Over America. And they said, what about this book, Tony, down south over in Arkansas? And I says, Bobby, that book is right out of the pit of hell. It's trying to make you believe that the Jews are the ones that are trying to take over the world. But it was the Vatican that murdered millions of those Jews. Hitler was a Catholic. And I want to put those pictures, I'm going to put them on our website. You people look at our website. And you'll see pictures of the nuns with German swastikas on their armbands. And you'll see the priests with their swastikas on their armbands. You'll see them in German Nazi uniforms. And you'll see them in their priest uniforms. Now, if that doesn't tell you, one picture, they say, is worth 1,000 words. Okay, so, pay strict attention. Look on our website. I'm going to have them put them on. They'll probably be on there. What's today's date? This is March the 12th. Okay, I would say by the 15th they should be on there. They're in a book entitled, what's the name of that book?
Smokescreens.
No, it's in Smokescreens, and then what?
The Vatican Holocaust.
Yeah, The Vatican Holocaust. If you could get one of those books from Jack Chick, we don't sell them. And a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Alberto Rivera, who was next to the Pope at one time, he received salvation. So it goes to show that these high officials in the Catholic cult can be saved. And it shows that that people in the government, many of the people in the government are getting saved. They're part of this secret society, which is called the One World Government, the United Nations. That's a secret society of the devil. And your judges, they don't even let you say the word God. Mention God's name in court anymore. They say if they do, they're going to hold you for contempt of court. Yeah? So, you know what government you're living in. You're living in the Antichrist government. That's why you've got to let the shell, the outer shell of you, be cracked and let God enter into you so that you're not part of this mess, part of this satanic regime. I call it the Fourth Reich. And so that you can have God with you and you can be with God, and that you can be assured of eternal life if you continue on in the faith of God's word. Okay, and then what else? Let's hear the rest of this later before our time lapses.
Through your literature, many prisoners are coming to Christ.
See there? I mean, they know that this is, most of the people in the world would know that this is a big sham, everything that's going on in the world, but they don't know how to get out of it. And that's because most of your preachers are talking about their husbands and throwing a loaf of bread over the counter, and it's just so fun and all this kind of stuff. And I just had a bad temper and all this stuff. And I feel I should give one of my dresses away and to poor people. This is nonsense, okay? Let's get out there and preach it like it is. If you know the Lord, if your shell has really been broken and God is living in you, he's not talking about your stinking dress, okay?
Amen.
Okay, or talking about giving it away. That just comes natural. Amen?
Amen.
Don't buy some of the dresses you're wearing. You could probably buy 100 dresses for it and give them out to the poor and needy. Okay, but that isn't the point either. The point is to have God with you. God's life living in you, and to be dispensing God's life because he's in you and you're broken, and there's a brokenness there that the Spirit of God can come out of, can be dispensed out of you and to others so that they can be saved as well. Just as you see these people say that these souls are being saved where they're at, amen, because the brokenness in me, the Spirit of God is coming out on the literature that the Lord lets me write and these tapes. And people are hearing God coming out of me. Before the Lord was in me, I couldn't speak. I was not broken. But after God broke me, then God could speak to me and through me. Okay, and he'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. Come on, give the Lord, give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. God's got it made. You're not doing him any favors. He wants to do you a favor by living in you and through you. Okay, then what?
By the special grace of God, I am born again.
Amen. The power of God, the grace of God. Okay, then what?
According to the scriptures.
That's right.
Now I am an evangelist of the Most High God. I thank you for the 6 Bibles you sent to us. I got 1, and 5 were sent to the prison to the members who got saved in prison. After 2 years, they are still in prison, so by God's grace, we pray that they will come out from there. Thanks for being with us in the prison ministry, and still thank you for your cooperation. We request you to send more newsletters and more Bibles for assisting us in evangelism. We are praying for your ministry. Following your promise of sending us T-shirts, I myself think you should send those to the young children because we have opened Messiah Orphanage Nursery School, so we hope those T-shirts can assist our children.
Well, we'll send you T-shirts, but the T-shirts with our logos on it and everything are for people that are out distributing literature and things like that. That's what that's for. And there's so many of them that we need to keep them for them. But if you just want regular T-shirts, tell us how many and what the sizes are, and we'll just send you blank T-shirts, all right, for them. And warm clothes, too, if they need them. All right, what else?
And especially medium size and extra large for the prisoners.
But how many? Okay, then what else?
What you will send again will be distributed faithfully. Okay. Yours in Christ, Mutazi from Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Sharon, let's come forward. And we just got a few minutes left here. Part 28 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. I've already pretty much told you about just about the 28th hour of it. Amen? And I've done hundreds of messages on this before. But go ahead.
We're talking about the part in the Bible in Matthew chapter 12 where Jesus heals a withered hand on the Sabbath. Whether it's the Sabbath day...
Why is he able to do that? Because he's life. There's nothing in God, which is Christ, but life. He is a container, and the whole universe cannot contain him, but everything that is in him is life. His content is life, and life is what heals the withered hands and heals your withered souls and breaks your hard hearts and your hearts that are like stone and breaks it. He says, my word, my spirit is like a hammer. It breaketh the rocks. Amen?
Amen.
She smashes your hard hearts. And people's hearts have gotten hardened from the wickedness that's on earth. You just figure there's nothing in this world to live for. So it makes you so bitter to see all this stuff. And you don't have the answers. But the Lord has all the answers. And I've got thousands of tapes. You should listen to them. And it'll break it down for you, the things that are going on in this world. And then you'll feel good because you'll know you have the answers and you know you have God. You have Jesus with his Father by the Spirit living in you. And you know that you're safe. Nothing can happen to you. We're all going to die, but the second you do, or I do, our souls are going to be right there in heaven with the Lord and you live forevermore. So don't worry about that. Amen? Okay, and then what else?
Whether it's the Sabbath day or not, the Lord is desirous of healing the dead members of his body.
Right, the Sabbath day is every day because we rest from our labors, and our labors were nothing but wickedness. Amen?
Amen.
Because we didn't have Jesus. We were just all hard shells, hard eggs that needed to be cracked so that the Lord could use us. You can't use an egg unless you crack it. Amen?
Amen.
Unless you just want to color it and put it up on the shelf. Okay, but it can't give you any nourishment unless you crack it and fry it or boil it or do something with it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
The Lord doesn't want any dead members. And if you allow members to wither and die, then how are you of the Lord?
Right. If you see a member in your church that's withering and dying and that you can see they're not as strong as you are, that they're weak, the Bible tells us to support the weak. Amen?
Amen.
But not to people with that have doubtful disputations about the Lord. You're not to even suffer them. If they dispute that the Word of God is wrong or something, get them out of there. Okay? Because you can preach to them and you can start teaching them if you're a teacher. And if they just don't receive it, well, they're chaff. Okay? You just put them out of the church and let them get a job someplace instead of the church supporting them. Then what else?
If you allow members to wither and die, how is the Lord living in you? How is he dispensing himself out of you?
Or in you and out of you. Okay, then what?
Rules and regulations don't matter to the Lord, but the rescue or the healing of his fallen sheep means a lot.
Yeah, what good are rules and regulations if the Lord isn't with you and you're not in the Lord? If the Lord is in you, and he's with you, and you're with him, you'll keep the rules and regulations. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody doesn't have to beat you over the head with a bunch of, with the Blue Jackets manual, or the Boy Scout manual, or something like that. You'll know what to do. The Spirit will tell you. Then what?
It means a very lot to the Lord.
Yes.
So the lesson from the first Sabbath is that the head is everything. Christ is everything.
Yes.
If we want to have all life, then we have to be in the temple, and the temple has to be in us.
Yes, so we have to be in the temple, and who is the temple? It's the Lord, and he has to be in us. we're the temple of God. So don't believe that they're going to build some temple for God in Israel or Jerusalem in Israel. That ain't going to happen. The temple of God is not built by human hands any longer. Since Christ came, he became our temple, and we are his temple. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, and that you're not your own? And there's a big falling away of the temple of God. Satan is entering a lot of people that were once born again. And he is saying that he's God inside of them, rather than the people that formerly knew God. We're saying that God is God, but now they're saying Satan is. They become part of the Antichrist government, cult government, and the media, and all the different secret societies. Well, I see our time is up again. But you are going to be able to have God with you. The Lord Jesus Christ will enter into you with his Father by the Spirit, and then, you know, you maybe have gone through some pretty hard times. I think most people in the world are going through one thing or another. And let God use that to crack you. Once you accept the Lord, life will become better for you, because you'll be at rest and you'll be at calm, and you won't be frightened anymore. And that, and you'll have eternal life, and you don't have to worry about ever going to hell or the lake of fire. And so, say these words to the Lord so you could receive that. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, because you said so. You said, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, if with a sincere heart. Therefore, I'm calling upon you, Lord, and I know you're hearing me. You said you hear the prayer of a person that wants to repent. I'm a sinner, and I want you to erase all the sins with the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross at Calvary. And I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Say, "Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father, for this message." And this is tape 130. It's you can order it on a CD or a tape if you like it. And there's four ways that you can order it. We told you at the beginning of the service, but go ahead and tell them again.
Go to the website, alamoministries.com. Write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Call area code 479-782-7370 or fax area code 479-782-7406.
So be sure to tune in tomorrow for part 29 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.